May 28, 1918. The jealousy of the love of Jesus for Louisa is so great that he takes everything away from her. Finding myself in my usual state, I was saying to my beloved Jesus, Jesus, love me. I have more right than others to be loved, because I do not love anyone but you, nor does anyone love me. And if someone does seem to love me, it is for the good that they get, not for myself. Therefore, between my love and yours, there is no other love. And sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, this is nothing else but my greatest love. And it is such that the jealousy of my love for you takes all things away from you. My jealousy is such that I remain on guard, so that not even a shadow of love of creature may breathe upon you. At the most, I tolerate that someone love you in me, but not outside of me. Otherwise I would make him flee. This also means that neither have you entered any heart, nor has anyone entered yours. Then, around night time, Jesus returned with the Queen Mama, calling me by name, as if they wanted me to pay attention. How beautiful it was to see Mama and Jesus speaking to each other. The celestial Mama was saying, my son, what are you doing? What you want to do is too much. I have my rights as mother, and I grieve that my children have to suffer so much. You want to open heaven to scourges, and to destroy the creatures and the food which will serve to feed them. You want to inundate them with infectious diseases. What shall they do? You say that you love this daughter of mine. How much will she suffer if you do this? Not to embitter her, don't do it. And she pulled him toward me. But Jesus, determined, answered, I cannot. I remove many evils because of her, but not everything. My Mama, let the whirl of evils pass, so that they may surrender. Then they said many other things between them, which I could not fully understand. I remain terrified, but I hope that Jesus will placate himself.